When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So, hour number one in the books, 2 hours still to go.
That was a wild
show.
Ride.
It is crazy, and it's still nuts on Twitter. Stalker Brian, if you don't follow me, you should, and Barry and Nick, and then you should realize that as a public service announcement, that we got tweets from Juan Gonzalez that his buddy will customize any shoes out there with whatever captures your fancy.
Oh, yeah?
Even glamorous heels with names. So check it out.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Who? They sent that to me, too?
Juan Gonzalez. He was talking. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I bet you Juan Gonzalez doesn't follow me, and so I don't get his notifications. Yeah, if you don't follow me, I don't care what you have to say. I'm selfish like that.
Well, I don't need
a bunch of people that don't care what I have to say tagging me like I care what they have to say. How about that? Does that make sense?
Boy, there's a lot of salt in the room today.
Does that make sense?
There just is.
I mean, there are some people that I follow that don't follow me, but I want to know what they have to say. But if you're out here tagging me on stuff, let's see. Did you just tag us on it?
I did.
Yeah. Oh, he does follow me. Why am I not seeing that?
See? Just went at him for no reason. You would think two naps would help.
Come on.
No, he didn't tag anybody on that. You tagged us.
I thought
you
were tagged on the first one.
You just saw it on his timeline. No, you just saw it on his timeline.
Anyway, Stalker Brian, we know what we're doing here. Okay.
Yeah, I bet Clarence would love these heels. These pumps. He would rock these, right?
On a Friday.
Yeah. Hey guys, my feet are killing me. Rocking these pumps over here. All right, a couple of texts. So, like Joel said earlier, we got Sigma Bloom at 230, 713-780-3776. Text in your fantasy questions, and if we don't have enough phone calls, which I'm sure we will, but if we don't, we'll start reading text line and Twitter questions
we
as well.
We got one on Twitter already.
Yeah, I got one on Twitter, and then we got a couple on the text line already. Hey, this is Chip here. How about Waldorf salad Wednesday for us Caucasians? I like it, Chip. I like it a lot. Waldorf salad Wednesdays. And what do white people yell?
What?
What would white people yell? Like if LeBron was going to do like he did Taco Tuesday. Yeehaw. Ah, yeah, yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeehaw.
Waldorf salad Wednesday. Yeehaw! That's how you do it, right? I like it. That works.
Nick, what did you say in doing some research about Fred Hartman?
He was the editor and publisher of the Baytown Sun. From 1950 to 1974.
So this dude published a newspaper.
Correct.
And got a bridge named after him.
Yep.
That is lame.
Yeah, that's why I had no. Yeah. I mean,
why?
I've never picked up the Baytown Sun.
If that's the case, the Popes need to at least have a street.
In Beaumont?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so.
Right? Donna can get in there too. But yeah. I'm just saying, there's some. That gets you a bridge.
You get a whole bridge just for being the editor of a paper?
That's a big-ass bridge, too,
by the way.
Well,
he's a publisher, so he probably started the
newspaper.
Wasn't
Fred the editor? So? Okay, Fred was the editor of the Chronicle. We should at least name the ramp in the parking lot after him. Right? The Fred Fowler ramp?
The Fred Fowler entrance?
Yeah, no, exit. The ramp. The Fred Fowler ramp. I like it. It's got a good catch to it. Right?
I like it, too.
Yeah, it's just this one over here.
It should be the Fred Fowler freeway.
No, that's too much. He was just the sports editor. He wasn't the publisher of the Chronicle. He's not going to get a whole freeway. I mean, Fred Hartman got a whole bridge. By the way, we have to clean this up, and that's a poor choice of words. But we have to clean it up. Phil Hartman was shot and killed by his wife, who then she committed suicide.
Right. My bad.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I didn't know either.
I just knew he was dead, and you made the comment, I hope he didn't jump off a bridge.
Well, that would not be cool. You jump off a bridge, and then they name it after you. Then you'd have people.
Who was shot and killed?
Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman. He used to be on Saturday Night Live, Nick. You'd probably recognize him if you saw him.
If you saw him, yeah. Google Phil Hartman. You'll know. Oh, okay, yeah.
Deep voice. He used to imitate Sinatra and do all kinds of impersonations,
too.
He's very good.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Hip Hop Hercules said, Waldorf salad Wednesday. And then you yell, I want to talk to your manager. That would be a very white Wednesday. Yes, I like it. Now we got to just figure out what we yell. What do your people yell?
You should have just said Arabs, bro.
I almost did. But you should have like, just said I don't know it. If that's offensive or not. Is saying Arabs offensive?
I don't think so.
What would the proper way of me saying that besides your people?
Like,
I would Middle Eastern?
Middle Easterners, I guess.
Middle Easterners? Okay. Yeah,
I guess.
So what would Middle Easterners yell if they were excited about a falafel? Do it for me, please.
I don't know how to do it, but I can find a sound effect. I can't do it.
No, I have done three different sound effects today involving race. It's your turn. I'm asking, I don't want you to play anything.
I did yeehaw.
Man, that doesn't
count. I did the yeehaw. You brought it up. You're too ashamed of your own culture to yeehaw on air. I don't want Nicholas to be ashamed of his culture. What would a Middle Eastern person yell if they were eating a falafel, Nicholas?
I don't know if they yell anything,
putting
man.
Putting him on the spot, man.
I know. Isn't it beautiful? He says, I've never seen him this uncomfortable.
No, it's not
this
that.
This is like
I
the first time he lost
it.
His virginity. Look how nervous he is.
I really don't care. I just don't know what I would yell if I'm, you know.
Come on. If I brought you a falafel right now, what would be the jubilation noise
Look,
that you would
my
make?
My family has gotten excited for food. No question.
Well,
we've
what
never
do they
yell? We don't yell anything.
Oh, you got to yell something.
I'm trying to find something that would sound similar.
I don't know. Well, we'll have
well,
to figure
it
out.
You do. I think you got plenty of ideas. I don't think there's ever a doubt that you don't have something
Shut
already
up, Joel.
Teed up.
I was almost out of it, and then you had to. Yeah, I do have things in my mind that might be.
The funniest one is when they're like ridiculously bad. Like, remember from the movie Team America?
Yeah.
And every time he was like supposed to speak Arabic, he just kept saying "bala bala bala bala." Like he just kept saying it over and over and over
wait,
and over again.
Wait, how'd it go?
Bala 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 bala.
Perfect. Yeah. There we go. It's Falafel Friday. Bala 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 bala. That's it. There you go. Okay, we're good. Now we got to come up with something for Thursday. We've got Taco Tuesday. We've got Waldorf Salad Wednesday. And Falafel Friday. So now we just need to offend somebody on Monday and offend somebody on Thursday, and we're good. I like it.
Maybe we can ask Dell. Why not? We can ask Dell.
I just
cool
said we had Waldorf Salad Wednesday.
Oh, my goodness. You are just on fire today. Gosh.
Right. Let's be real.
Who would we... So we've got Asians.
Rahil would totally participate.
We've left out the Asians because we're doing Falafel Friday and not Fried Rice Friday. So we would have to maybe offend the Asians on, well, no, Waldorf Salad Wednesday. I was going to say we could go with Wonton Wednesday. That's not going to work.
Are we looking for Monday?
Yeah, well, who could we offend on Monday?
Mushu Monday.
Oh.
Thank you.
That's not bad.
Thank you.
Okay. Now we just have Thursday.
If you said we can't use Fried Rice Friday, we could do Mushu Monday.
Right. There you go.
Right?
So, okay. Yeah, so we would take care of offending the Asians on Monday. Mm-hmm. Hispanics on Tuesday, white people on Wednesday. We're going to have to figure out something for black people on Thursday.
Man, it was really nice knowing you guys.
Like, and then we'll offend Middle Eastern people on Friday.
Downloading that Indeed app like right now. Like right now.
But I mean, this goes back to our discussion in hour number one of LeBron yelling these things on Taco Tuesday. It just... I don't know, wildly inappropriate. But if we're going to offend, let's offend everybody, right?
Here I thought we were going to go Phil Hartman Friday. Boy.
No.
Wait, that don't start with an F?
No.
Oh, my bad.
Don't start with an F. Lotto said, hey, guys, what's up? I will be introducing myself tomorrow at the West. I'm a longtime listener and a lifetime fan. I'm a big guy, slightly bigger than Clarence. Well, then I think you're underestimating how big you are.
Jeez.
You'll notice me. Hey, y'all can take 90 all the way here, Barry. Thanks you for the directions. I have a GPS. But I'm looking forward to meeting you, Lotto.
After you slapped him, too. You are just on fire today, man. You're like a towering inferno. Yeah, thanks, buddy. I got a GPS. I can take
Rahil
care of that.
Rahil texted you, Joel. Oh. What he would celebrate. You go ahead and read that on the air.
Go ahead and read it. No, you have to read
you
it,
have
probably.
To read it.
It's probably wildly inappropriate as well. Oh, no, Rahil.
Yeah, go ahead, Nick. Read that.
Let's just say...
I got in trouble last time. No way.
Wow. Oh, no. Now I see that's Thursday. Okay.
Nope. I'm not even mentioning that. He's trying to get me... Rahil's trying to get me fired.
Rahil, no, buddy.
That was hilarious, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Joel and Barry with Raheel was.
I can't believe he said that for Thursday. Why that was?
Why
Thursday.
Are we doing that on Thursdays though?
Oh, I think you guys got.
I mean, do the math.
Yeah,
do the
yep,
math.
Yep,
okay?
Put it together, Nick.
Let's just say it would involve with eating in Brownsville. Okay, and then
well
why would
played,
you,
sir? Why, well played.
Why would you put that on Thursday, Raheel? Are you saying we were trying to come up with something specific
Barry,
on Thursday?
We're in a good place. I don't want to lose you. Just, let's just reel it in a little.
I love you so much for that,
just
buddy.
Just reeling you back in here.
This is how you know we've crossed.
That's right. We've crossed the Fred Hartman Bridge. Yes!
This is how you know. He saved me. Normally, yes. Joel from a year ago would be like, oh, I hope he gets fired right now.
Yeah, he would let you go. He would totally let you
here's
go.
Here's the danger like, zone we have entered, racist. However. Look at the call board. We're going to start
uh-oh.
Getting people
plus
that
plus,
we got to
talk about Good Upside soon. So
this is almost as bad as when we had All Accent Day.
Remember that one?
And when we first started the show. And everyone called with horribly racist and terrible
that was
accents.
Hilarious,
Old
though.
Boy in Kingwood was good.
Yeah, it was a fun day, but we're not doing that now. Mark, nope, I'm sorry, buddy. We're not going to take anything racist from any callers. I think we're doing just fine on our own.
Thursday is open, though.
Yeah, these type of calls are too risky, Mark.
No, yeah, I'm sorry, not, buddy. We're not going to do that. We've already tiptoed the lineup a little bit, and then I have a read coming up, and I don't have to.
Oh, I want to see that transition.
No, not doing it. Not doing it at all. But I do want to remind people one more time, though. Sigmund Bloom at 2:30. Mm-hmm. As the next segment starts, don't do it now, but if you want to get in on the next segment and hang on hold with fantasy questions, feel free to do that. We always take calls first. So the priority is for us is phone calls first, text second, Twitter third. And so if you don't know the number, 713-780-3776, you can call, you can text, and we will get you and your questions in front of Sigmund Bloom. But right now, I want to get you in front of the Get Upside app because I want you getting money. Let's say you do go and have Taco Tuesday, and maybe you get some tacos. They got Burger King tacos. You could do that. You got Wendy's and Popeyes, and all that stuff is available through the Get Upside app. So when you're going out to eat for lunch today, or you're going out to dinner tonight, maybe you're going to go to Candelaria's Pizza or La Madeline, you could be getting up to 35% cash back on that meal through the Get Upside app. So go download it before you leave work. Just trust me on this. Do yourself that favor. Go download it. And when you do, put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. And then go fill up your tank and look how much money you're going to get on your first fill up with that promo code. It's outstanding. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon regularly. That promo code Barry will get you a little bit extra on your first fill up. And then just use it every time you fill up your tank and you're going to get cash back. It's amazing. Same thing with the food. Now that you have it, you're going to stop and get dinner tonight for the family. You could be getting up to 35% cash back on that meal. Not just once, but every time. And by the way, I had somebody show me a screenshot where they saw a gas station where they were getting 20 cents a gallon cash back. So it's legitimate. It's real. It does exist. But you're not going to get this if you don't have GetUpside on your phone. It's free. There's no obligation. There's no contracts. There's no locked in for any of that. If you don't like it, just don't use it. But I know you're going to like this, guys, because everybody likes money. So do yourself a favor right now. Put GetUpside on your phone. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour number two, 3-hour show. A couple of reminders for you as we continue to entertain you on the go in the big city. Again, tomorrow, West Bar in Beaumont. We will be there. The Blitz will be there. That's 1 to 7 p.m. You can stop in and get that welcome home atmosphere. Check out their daily specials. Miller Lite, Coors Light with specials all day while we're there. tomorrow and tomorrow night, September 13th, 1 to 7 p.m. Come out and join us, won't you? And then, of course, 2:30 p.m., Sigmund Bloom. So as we wrap up this segment, that's when we're going to really encourage you to get the calls in so that we have a full board for Sigmund when he joins us on Fantasy Football Questions at 2:30. It's only one segment. You know how we do it. We want to make sure you get your questions answered, so there you go.
You know how we do.
I did pretty good
in my my picks last week doing the money lines, or not the money lines, but just doing against the spread. I was 9-7.
Well, that's congratulations. How much money did you win? All right.
I don't like betting early in the season. It scares me because there's not enough data on all the teams. The same reason why my picking against the spread early, I'm not as effective as late, because then I get points allowed versus, you know, points scored and all these other things that I'll factor into my formula for what it's worth. But 9-7 early for me is good. I'll take it.
BJ Bell joins us at 3 o'clock to talk about bets for the
BJ Bell.
That was terrible. We had such a good segment.
What do you, RJ? You want RJ Laminack instead? You're going to join us at 3 to talk wagering?
You made look what you've. This is how bad it was. You made him hang his head in shame.
It's okay.
I can't believe you hit me with a BJ Bell. BJ?
Tell us more.
Bell. Yeah. But I brought all that up to ask. Tonight, obviously, you got Tampa and Carolina playing.
I think a lot of people forgot about the fact that there's a Thursday night game tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the bigger question is just, can Carolina put it together? And is Cam right? People are saying, is it just shoulder? He's denying that. So other people are saying it's still his foot from the preseason. Regardless, if he's anywhere near healthy, they should beat the Buccaneers. I mean, Tampa's a bad team.
A very bad team, and Jameis Winston looked awful.
And the other bigger question is, regardless of what they do this year, going forward, is Jameis Winston going to be the quarterback of the Buccaneers anymore? Because, you know, off the field, on the field, and on the field, he just hasn't looked good. I just wonder if this isn't the end of the road for Jameis Winston in Tampa.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't even have 200 yards passing against the Niners, and their defense isn't awful. But the Rams, Carolina held Goff to under 200 yards, or I think it was 180-something yards passing, so if you couldn't go off for 200 against that Niners defense, I'm not so sure that he would hit 200 against this Panthers defense. Now, it's the NFL, and it's weird how it works. And obviously, now that I've said that, he'll probably throw for like 400 yards or something. But I wouldn't put a lot of stock into it. I was watching something this morning that said this might be Jameis Winston's last opportunity to hold on to his starting gig. And if he doesn't get better, one touchdown, three interceptions, that's just not going to get it.
No, but
if he doesn't get better, he could be benched.
I think it, you know,
being a starter for his career to being a backup. That's crazy.
Maybe this year. I think someone else is going to give him a starting opportunity next year.
At this point in his career, would you trust Jameis Winston anymore?
Trust is a different question. But I think just on talent alone.
Because his age, too.
He's going to get another chance to start somewhere.
God, what team would be desperate enough other than somebody like the Jags that maybe, you know, you lose Foles or, I mean, the Dolphins, but.
I think Miami next year would give him a shot.
Okay.
You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick, every year-to-year deal he gets. I think that the Dolphins would give him a shot.
I feel like he's gotten worse every year. And maybe I'm wrong on that.
No, but I think a lot of it has to do, remember, he's been suspended. He's been, you know, it's not just his play. He's also done some things off the field that have cost him games and maybe stopped some momentum, too. Hard Knocks, after Hard Knocks, everybody's like, God, what a great guy, motivator. He's a real team dude. And then you find out like 2-3 weeks later that he crapped on a whole bunch of people outside of football. And then he gets, you know, suspended and otherwise, and he hasn't lived up to expectations. But down in Florida, because of his time at Florida State, I think people look at him fondly and go, look, we don't know what we got in Josh Rosen, but if next year you tell me Jameis Winston's going to be the guy that we put at quarterback instead of Ryan Fitzpatrick, I think people would be okay with that. Well, give him a fresh start, and you get one more opportunity.
I do want to watch Christian McCaffrey. That dude is fun to watch.
Boy.
I got to say this. He has exceeded all expectations that I had for him coming out of college and what he was going to be capable of. I felt like he was too undersized to be effective in the NFL.
I thought
maybe he's somewhere between like a Lamar Miller and a Darren Sproles, where he's undersized, but he's got some quickness somewhere in there, you know, catching passes out of the backfield. But he's proven that he can run between the tackles. He's proven that he can be effective. He was literally all of Carolina's offense in week one.
He was. And you know what? I had a high enough pick where I had to choose between Alvin Kamara and Christian McCaffrey, and I took Kamara.
You chose
just
wrong.
Because I don't think I did. But, I mean, look, I'm with you. He's proving me wrong in the fact that I was with you. I didn't think he was an every down back. I thought he was a little bit too slight in order to take the pounding. But, boy, he's elusive. He definitely has great hands out of the backfield. And if he can, you know, consistently tote the rock for them, that takes a whole load off of Cam Newton.
It really does. And that whole receiving core. And, yeah, how much faith you have to have in Cam Newton and to not – because he didn't look great in his first start either for the season. No touchdowns, one interception.
Saying, people have been hammering him all week going, what's wrong with you?
Well, they talked about his shoulder, and he said something in a press conference to the effect of, well, yeah, go ahead and underestimate my ability to throw the ball past 20 yards if you want to.
Yeah, he said, go ahead and ask the defensive coordinator for the Bucks and see if I can't throw it deep. And look, he's a hell of a physical specimen. I've said this before. In person, he looks like a combination between a power forward and like a really, really good linebacker in the NFL because he's muscular, but he's tall and he can sling it. But you can't help but look at it. Look at his injury list over his career. And most of the injuries that really have hindered him have been to his shoulder. And his arm. So you have to question, coming off a shoulder surgery, you have to question, is he okay?
Yeah.
Especially when week one goes the way you said.
I'm with you. I think in this game, I mean, I kind of put my stupid spreadsheet together right now or this morning. And I think my spreadsheet was telling me, all right, the based on what I do, that probably the play here might be the Bucks at 6.5. Getting 6.5 points. I just don't know if I trust Jameis Winston enough. I trust Christian McCaffrey more to put points on the board with Cam if he can even get a little bit, even just one touchdown in the passing game and keep that defense honest. I just don't know if I trust the Bucs offense at all at this point.
See, if
at all.
6.5 and I take Carolina. 7 and I don't think I do.
Yeah.
I just think that's too much, even though it's in Carolina. I think Carolina wins the game. I think they can win it by a touchdown, but I mean, the spread right now is at 7. So.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
On ESPN?
ESPN right now, the Gamecast has it at 7.
Oh, they just updated it then because I was literally looking at 6. Damn. Like, literally, when the segment started, I swear to God, I pulled it up. It was 6.5. It went from 6.5 to 7 in the segment. That's crazy. Well, now I got to go in.
That kind of lets you gives you a little bit of a tip, too, as to
where
everything is going.
Now that, if I plug that into my formula. Because the way I do it is if I come up with this, I have this thing just called the variable. And if it's negative, that means that I should probably pick the underdog. If it's a positive, then I should go with the favorite. And it changed it from being and the more negative the number is, the more likely the underdog will win based on this. It went from a negative 0.84 at 6.5 to a negative 1.34. That's a big jump for what I do. So, I think I may have to, if I'm betting on the game, I think I may have to take the Bucks and the 7. I don't think they're winning.
No,
I mean, just straight up,
I
think Carolina wins it. Yep. But if it's 7 now?
7 or more, you might want to start thinking about Tampa Bay.
I think I will take the Bucks as my pick for the week. Not my pick for the week, but as my pick for, picking in this game for the week.
There you go. All right. So, again, coming up next, Sigmund Bloom. He is going to take all your fantasy football questions. So start calling now
if
you
want
to get on the phone lines. Otherwise, if we have all of your text messages marked, so we've got those ready to go with Twitter, just make sure you tag at Barry is funny. He's going to be the one that's going to be rolling through them. So make sure Barry knows what your question is. He'll try to get those. But that's third in line. Calls, texts, then tweets. That's the way we're going
to
do it.
Real quick, though, before we do that, before we talk to Sigmund Bloom coming up at 2:30, I want to tell you about Tight End Sports Bar and Grill over on 2502 Gulf Freeway, right there on 45 by Best Buy. I told you about this last week. They brought some food in a couple of weeks ago. Jasmine and Raina all brought some great chicken Alfredo. That's only done on Wednesdays. Today is Thirsty Thursday, so look forward to their drink specials today. Tomorrow is Lingerie Friday, so you don't want to miss that. Only at Tight End Sports Bar and Grill, 2502 Gulf Freeway, 2502 Gulf Freeway in League City, right there on the southeast side of town. I'm telling you, a made-from-scratch kitchen. Everything that you order is made from scratch. Nothing frozen, nothing pre-made. Everything is absolutely made from scratch, only at Tight End Sports Bar and Grill. And you have beautiful, beautiful waitresses doing so. So cold beer, Full bar, great drink specials, only at Tight End Sports Bar and Grill. Reminder, on the 21st, there's a car wash. All proceeds go to charity. Have some of the Tight Ends girls wash your car and have everything that they make go to charity. So they do events like that all the time at Tight End Sports Bar and Grill. So not only do you get cold beer, not only do you get sports on TV, not only do you get great food, you get beautiful girls serving you. And it's only at 2502 Gulf Freeway. Tight End Sports Bar and Grill. Everybody scores at Tight Ends. Coming up next, it's Sigmund Bloom right here on The Usual Suspects. Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books. 90 still to go. This is the way we're going to open up the second half of the show. It's going to be with Sigmund Bloom. You know how we do it. 2:30 on Thursdays. We get you the best in the business as Sigmund Bloom answers your fantasy football questions. He is the kingpin, the man, the legend, the expert at footballguys.com. You can also follow him at Sigmund Bloom on Twitter. We believe in Sigmund, so we believe he's here for you, the suspect. So with that being said, Sigmund, another week. Welcome to the show.
It's good to be back, and there's a lot to keep track of and a lot to look forward to. And you know, the beautiful thing about the NFL season is by the time we're absorbing what happened the week before, the next week is already upon us.
How many times have you been asked about mono?
It's Epstein-Barr virus. It's actually a relative of herpes, I think. So this is why you shouldn't have quarterbacks who are fifth-year high school seniors in the NFL.
That's outstanding. Sorry, coach, I got mono.
And that, as long as you mention herpes, Sigmund, you fit right into our show. So we're yeah. ready to go.
Hey, Sigmund, couple of things going on. Obviously, Tyreek Hill is an issue. Any suggestions for some of these folks that had injuries or guys get injured in week one?
Well, the wide receiver waiver wire, there's a ton there. I mean, there's Terry McLaurin and John Ross, and you could pick up Mecole Hardman, who's going to slide right into that role, along with the Anthony Thomas. John Brown, if he's out there, he's an obvious play at this point. So I think that there's a lot of options on the waiver wire here. Even guys like Cole Beasley or Trey Quinn, some high floor PPR league plays that'll at least get 4 or 5 receptions. Jamison Crowder might get 14 receptions again this week with the state of the Jets offense.
What is your advice for Antonio Brown owners? I own him, but I don't know whether to start him or not. I don't know if I can trust him.
Yeah, you have to wait. It looks like the Patriots intend on playing him. Charles Robinson from Yahoo said that the commissioner's exempt list, I didn't realize there were any rules about it. I thought it was just the commissioner's say, that they have to have some investigation to show some reason to put the person on the exempt list. They aren't going to talk to Antonio Brown's accuser until next week, I believe. So it looks like he's going to play, but I would make sure on Sunday morning with those inactives. And then that affects whether you're going to play Josh Gordon, whether you're going to play Julian Edelman. You probably are. I mean, the Patriots are going to score as many. The only question about the Patriots game is whether Bill Belichick takes it easy on Brian Flores. And remember, Matt Patricia and the Lions blew out the Patriots last year. So, I don't believe in conspiracy theories. But then again, nothing the Patriots do makes sense.
Yeah, I use your footballguys.com league dominator, and I saw where you were recommending I go out and grab Rex Burkhead and plug him in over some of my other running backs. So you like that Patriots offense against Miami this week, huh?
Well, look, we're going to see something like, I want to say what some of these early season college football games, but then, Georgia State goes into Tennessee and wins. But these are these kinds of games. When Miami plays, we might see the worst football team we've seen in the last 5 or 10 years.
Wow.
And, I think personally, my take on the situation is, when the season is given up from the beginning, you're going to have trouble getting players to buy in. And this isn't a sport like baseball, because I know I'm talking to a Houston audience that says it can work. And maybe it can work, but baseball and basketball, you're not putting your body on the line every single play. So I just wonder about the mental state of that team, and I wonder if this 59-10 kind of score is going to be a pretty normal occurrence. And until we see something other than that, you're going to start every player you can against Miami.
Darius Geis, a guy worth hanging on to, though he's going to be on IR for a good portion of the year. You just cut him, cut your losses, and try and find another running back that's going to fill the void?
Yeah, cut him and cut your losses. I mean, look, let's put it this way. If Kareem Hunt is out there, pick up Kareem Hunt over Geis. He'll be back before Geis, and I think he has more potential when Geis comes back. You know, Washington, their offense better than we expected because Philadelphia hit the snooze button on Sunday morning, but I still think you're going to see Washington, a team that slowly wears down, and certainly their running game, Trent Williams, is nowhere to be found. Their running game is not going to get on track.
All right, let's get to the phone lines. If you have a fantasy question about your lineup for Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com, call right now, 713-780-3776. We have a couple of spots open. We're going to take calls first, and then we'll go to text, 713-780-3776. Let's get it started. You guys don't have to say hi and all that. Just ask your question. Ryan, you're first. Go.
Would you start Jarvis Landry or D.D. Westbrook this week?
Yes, I would. Just to see that Rashard Higgins is hurt, and with Gardner Minshew, he did all right coming halfway in halfway through the game, but I'm not sure with a whole week to prepare how they'll do at Houston. J.J. Watt should get off the schneid in that game. So, yeah, I would go with Landry.
All right, A.J., what is your question for Sigmund Bloom?
I need to start one. Alshon Jeffrey, Hollywood Brown, or Gallup?
I would go with Michael Gallup. He looked great. Washington's pass defense did not look good, and I think that he has the highest floor. Marquise Brown could come through again against Arizona, but I'm not sure about that. And with Philadelphia, there's so many targets. There's always risk there if you're starting anyone outside of, say, Zach Ertz.
All right, Trevor, you're up next. Go ahead, Trevor.
Yeah, looking at the stream of defense, do you trust the Chargers or the Cowboys more with those matchups? And if Mixon is out, would you go with Malcolm Brown, Justin Jackson, or Devontae Freeman?
I'd give Freeman one more chance. And hopefully on Sunday night that'll look good. I'll go with the Cowboys. They've got a good defense. And Case Keenum, you know, rising from the dead. But I think the Cowboys are going to get out to a lead and put him on his heel.
All right, next up, what's your question for Sigmund Wesley?
Hey, Sigmund. Just choose one for my flex. Tyler Lockett, Chris Godwin, or Marlon Mack?
I'd go with Lockett, although he didn't practice yesterday with a back injury, waiting to hear from Seattle today. So if Lockett doesn't go, then you have Mack as a fallback because Godwin's going to play tonight.
Jason, you're up next. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, flex spot. Chris Carson, Sammy Watkins, or Mark Ingram?
Watkins does not go to the bench until further notice.
That's pretty simple. All right, Patrick, you're up. Go ahead.
Or DJ Moore? And also, do you trust Damian Williams?
Say it again, Patrick. You were cut off there.
Chris Godwin or DJ Moore? And also, do you trust Damian Williams?
Yeah, I'd go with Moore because I don't trust Jameis Winston at this point. And I do trust Damian Williams because he continues to be involved in the passing game and in the red zone, although I do think LeSean McCoy's value is on the rise.
Mm. Hey, real quick, before we get to our next call, Sigmund, what about Adrian Peterson? I actually dropped him. After week one, and now that I see he's starting, any thoughts on whether you should grab him maybe for a flex spot?
I would call it a what-the-heck flex, to see maybe if he could break a long run or get a touchdown, more of a desperation play. My official waiver wire stance on him was hope someone else spends a lot of their money on him because I just don't want to rely on Washington's running game.
There you go. All right, Chad, you're up next. What's your question for Sigmund Bloom?
Lamar Jackson or Deshaun Watson for quarterback?
I'm going to go with Deshaun Watson because just he's otherworldly. And Lamar Jackson, it was Miami, although it is Arizona this week. I think Jacksonville's defense coming up with their tail between their legs. And Watson looks fantastic. And Kiki Cutie's back this week, so you love it.
Yeah, that's good because I actually have both of those guys, so thanks for that. Todd, you're up next. Go ahead, Todd.
Two quick questions. Eric Ebron or Olsen at tight end? And then on a flex, I can do either Ronald Jones II, Philip Lindsay, or Joe Mixon with that injury.
Yeah. So Olsen, he looks like he's going to play as long as he's active. You play him. Eric Ebron's not going to get many targets. I'm not sure if Joe Mixon's going to play. He hasn't practiced yet this week. Ronald Jones is going to get more work. He looked really good. The Rams gashed the Carolina defense in the running game, so I'd go with Ronald Jones.
All right, Kevin, you are up next. Go ahead, Kevin.
I have a two-part question for you. Do I start Phillip Rivers or Jared Goff, or in my flex do I go with Bernard, who will sub in for Mixon, or do I go with Sony Michel or Devontae Freeman?
Okay, I'm going with Sony Michel. I would expect him to get a chance to score at least one or two touchdowns against Miami. Between Rivers and Goff, Rivers looked really good last week. Goff did not. So I'm going to go ahead and go for Philip Rivers here. I expect a low-scoring game between the Rams and New Orleans.
We got space for a few more. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. That's the number, 713-780-ESPN. If you have a fantasy question for Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com. But again, we always go to the phone lines first, so we still have more calls. Todd, you're up. Go ahead, Todd. What's your question?
Yeah, I've got Mike Williams, but I don't know if he's going to play. Should I play Amendola instead?
Yeah, I think so. And the Williams, the concern, I'm not even sure if we're going to see him next week. I'm not sure what the state of his knee is. So I think you might be prepared to be without him for a while.
Johnny, you're up next. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, guys. Wanted to ask quickly, with everything going on with Miami and New England, would you start Philip Dorsett over Kenny Golladay?
If Antonio Brown is inactive, if Brown is playing, I would guess his snaps come at Dorsett's expense, but I am low on Kenny Golladay this week. I expect him to draw Casey Hayward, the number one corner for the Chargers, in coverage.
Patrick, go ahead. Patrick, go.
Hello? Yes,
yeah.
Sonny Michel, Rex Burkhead, or James White?
I'll go with Michelle just because I expect him to get the call at the goal line. I wouldn't be surprised if Burkhead's the best play because he gets all the garbage time work, and that's going to be most of this game.
All right, Trent, you're up next. And we're going to cap the calls here, but go ahead, Trent.
Yeah, I've got non-PPR league tight end, Waller or Hockenson.
Ooh, I expect Waller to get a lot of targets, but Hockenson, I think, has the better chance of scoring a touchdown in non-PPR. That is king. So I'd go with TJ Hockenson.
All right, it looks like we got time for about three more. So, Eric, you're up next. Go ahead, Eric.
I need to start two. Josh Jacobs, David Montgomery, or Philip Lindsay?
Lindsay goes to the bench in a committee against a tough Chicago defense.
Dang it. AG, you're up. Go ahead, AG.
I need to start two out of the three in a PPR league. Devontae Adams, Calvin Ridley, or Michael Gallup?
Ooh, I'm putting Gallup to the bench, but I expect him to do well. I think Ridley's going to get free for at least one long score, and I don't ever want to bench Devontae Adams.
All right, last one. Here you go, Darren.
Yes, Brandon Cooks or DJ Moore in a PPR?
I'll go with DJ Moore. I expect Cooks to be locked up with Marshawn Lattimore and not get many looks in this week.
There it is, Sigmund Bloom, footballguys.com. We appreciate you every week, man. How can the people get in touch with you? What do you guys have going on over at the website and on the app store? What all you guys got going on?
Oh, yeah. We got the Lineup Dominator, Waiver Wire Dominator, helping you everything with your subscription, but also free podcasts. We've got a free newswire. We've got a free newsletter to give you updated information in your inbox every day. So you know, we just want to help you win your league.
Yeah, footballguys.com. Check it out. If you that League Dominator is absolutely outstanding. I love that. You get perspective from different folks based on your lineup and waiver claims that you should go out and get. So it's definitely worth it. Sigmund, we appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Look forward to it.
There you go. Sigmund Bloom, expert. That's why we bring him to you, the suspects, and hopefully he helps you win your league. As we continue to roll on, the unfortunate thing is that when he mentioned that if I had Geist, I should cut him and I should pick up Kareem Hunt. I already had Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
So that doesn't help me all that much.
So, yeah. Oh, so you asked a question for you.
No doubt.
Well, that's not right.
Well, you gave your commentary on your roster throughout.
So. I didn't do that.
All right. Well, we're going to continue on with things that you guys can do, like following us for the rest of the show, chiming in if you'd like to, 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. Back with more. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands up.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra. Now I see the truth on your face.
Final segment, hour number two, 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Want to remind you that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members, Deep Purple, coming to Revention Music Center September the 23rd. ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and a guest to the show. Call number 12 right now, 713-780-3776, wins a pair of tickets to see their final U.S. tour, dubbed The Long Goodbye. It's Deep Purple. For tickets and show info, head to livenation.com.
You guys can stop texting your fantasy questions. Sigmund Bloom is gone, and I saw your question, Bill, from Beaumont. He said you guys didn't get to it. Understand that there was probably a couple hundred texts in the inbox with fantasy questions. So we didn't get to a lot of them. And the reason we have Sigmund Bloom on is because we don't answer fantasy questions on this show. So,
and the thing is, too,
I mean, maybe these guys want to, but I don't answer fantasy questions.
But the bottom line is we give you warning. My biggest thing is we warn you from the get-go, this is how we are going to do this.
But hit up Sigmund. I mean, that's what he said. That's partly why we bring him in. He's on Twitter, at Sigmund Bloom. There's footballguys.com. There's a ton of resources out there. But I don't like answering fantasy questions because then the first thing that's going to happen is on Monday, someone's going to call him bitch because we gave him bad fantasy advice. So that's why we pawn that off on Sigmund. And that way, if you didn't like his advice, you're going to be mad at him.
Yeah. But I mean, I was just going to say that we took a lot of calls in this segment.
A ton of calls.
It was partly because Sean is such a good call screener.
Yeah.
And that's why we were able to get all those calls. We probably took the highest number of calls that we could have possibly taken in that 12.
Is Sean a new intern?
Yeah, he's been there about three, four weeks.
Way to go, Sean.
Intern Sean.
Good job, Sean.
Now he's going to be walking in the studio.
Yeah, but it's true, though. I'm glad you pointed it out. I didn't really think about that, but that was all calls
that
for
was a
10
bunch
straight minutes.
Of calls. I mean, if we've had a segment, fantasy segment before where we've taken more calls, I can't remember.
I can't either. So, I want to give props to Sean for getting everybody's questions in because without him.
Well, basically, the other thing is, too, is if they listen to what you just added in terms of you don't want to be responsible for fantasy football stuff. So, you know, if something doesn't pan out, follow Barry's picks. And bet money whenever you can because his formula is basically guaranteed.
I hate you so much.
Follow those picks.
Yeah, but I'm not telling people. They're not coming to me specifically. Hey, Barry, I have $100. Should I put it on Tampa or should I put it on Carolina? What are you doing?
Barry Bow joins the show at 3:30 if we want to get our gambling
PJ
picks.
Sitwell was better than BJ.
That's what I thought. Barry Bow was better. I was going to throw it out there.
Yeah, I like that.
Bo knows. So Barry Bo with his gambling tips at 3:30. Yes? No?
Huh?
Okay, good. Hey, and again, another reminder, we're going to be at the West Bar and Grill in Beaumont tomorrow. So if you're down in the 409 and you're somewhere lost on the Fred and Phil Hartman Bridge, you can always get to Beaumont from Baytown and hang out with us. We're going to be there. Blitz is going to be there 1 till 7 p.m. All ESPN, all the time. Miller and Coors Light specials. Come on down and join us.
Yes.
Yeah, buddy.
I think it was Bill.
Nick's going to be there, too. That's the big thing.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, okay.
For them, not for me. I'm super excited. Yay.
We'll cough all over your food when they serve it to you.
I will fight you. I just want you to know that. I may not win, but I will fight you. Well, there's no way my fat ass is catching you. So, no, Bill, honestly, he said, I hope I wasn't offensive. No. I just wanted you to know why we're not going to answer the question. We weren't upset. I feel bad because there are so many questions we didn't get to. But, nope, not upset, not offended, not none of that. No offense was meant. Just letting you know that I don't. If these guys want to answer a question.
I don't either.
But I think that's why we all like having Sigmund Bloom. Honestly, he's one of the best in the country. So
He really is. I mean, we love to just pump him up because he's on our show. But that's it, flat out. You brought him to the show, and he's great.
Yep. And they will. There are plenty of people will tell you that he's top notch, one of the best in the business. So we're very lucky to have him, and that's why we bring him to you guys. Somebody said, I saw Ali Sadiq on Bring the Funny. That guy is great. Yeah, I'm glad. He made it to the finals, and I think they're going to announce the results today. So I hope Houston voted and supported him.
Yeah, I saw they did it. They spaced it like each show was a different grouping of finalists or something. And then they combine those because I saw one show where he wasn't on as one of the finalists.
Yeah, because they had two semifinal rounds.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, well, so he made it to the finals, and I hope he wins. It's like $250,000 if you win.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
And you didn't do this. Why?
Because I'm not as funny as Ali Sadiq.
Okay, well, next year there's another chance. Yeah. I mean, based on just your comments today alone, you're making progress. I think that there's a chance for you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I would consider getting that audition taped together.
Oh, that's funny.
I mean,
I you know, I've had opportunities to do some of those. I just don't have the confidence in myself, if I'm being
$25,000 pyramid, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that was another one you chickened out.
I don't have the, but I feel like, I don't know.
Smart.
I'm just going to go. All right, sure.
Oh, that was the, I'm talking about pyramid. I think he got it for the funny, but I just don't know about the,
if I'm
the
smart
pyramid.
Enough yeah. to make it on the pyramid.
Yeah. I mean, Stuart Smalley, I gosh darn it, I think you're good enough.
Good enough.
But, yeah. I just don't know about the smart enough
part. We should do some sort of game show on this show. We should do have some sort of game. I feel like it would just turn into us fighting.
Which is what we normally do.
Right. I feel like if we did something like that, we're all so competitive and want to win and look good that it would just end up and it would be a disaster, which is probably why we need to do it. But I feel like
you and I
would fight, and then I would make fun of Nick, and then he would fight me, and then I would say something to you, and then you guys would both be mean to me at the same time, and I would pout. It would just be this awful, awful thing.
And then you would say, I got a better idea. Let's go show against show, and then it would be more of that, and then the Blitz would get involved, and then everybody would be bashing everybody, and it would be just like a Monday on the
ESPN.
As long as
we did it topless, I'd be happy. All right.
And then there's that, too.
Hey, I saw you posted this link. Yeah, I'm going to do
it. You're
going
to try it, aren't you? Okay. No, you're on your own, shooter. Shoot your shot.
I told him, I saw him at the break after I was looking at the rundown after our whole Taco Tuesday segment or two or three, however long it lasted. But I saw this link, this article about this white couple that gave birth to an Asian baby because the fertility clinic messed it up. And I was like, whoa, that's got to make Fried Rice Friday awkward, right? Because we were you have to go back and listen to it. Okay. That's got to be weird, though. Is it not? Joel's like, I'm turning off my microphone. Y'all just going to leave me on the island like this, huh?
Yeah. I'm
okay.
I was like, hang I guess that's Nick. If you got cricket sound effects, you can play them right now.
But I'm saying, bro, how awful. Listen, I'm going to ask you this question. You're expecting a baby. How?
But Lisa is, yes. I know you like to pick on my weight, but it's actually Lisa that's pregnant. Thank you.
No, it wasn't a fat joke.
Okay.
But how surprised would you be on a scale of 1 to 10 if you're in the delivery room, you're like, yay, and then the baby's Asian or black or whatever, and you're like, what?
It would stun me.
You think?
Yep. And I will tell you this, and I've told you guys this before, based on how Lisa is in the actual delivery room, I don't think you got to worry about me.
Too.
I don't think you got to worry about me because she's going to voice her opinion and it ain't going to be PG.
But here comes the dilemma. So I didn't read the whole article, but I'm guessing that was it where they had an egg frozen and then they had sperm frozen and they used all that? Or I don't know how it worked, but I'm just saying at some point somebody messed it up, obviously.
Well, I mean, because in the fertility clinics, that's normally...
It's either one or the other or both, right?
Right. One or the other or both. But in order to be an approved couple, once you're an approved couple, then they get the eggs from the female.
Uh-huh.
And then separately, they get sperm from the male.
Right.
And then it's up to them to...
Whether they get a surrogate or however that works.
Well, but I mean, first things first, they've got to...
Well, we really
impregnate the sperm into the egg, and then they've got to make sure that they're healthy eggs. And then you have choices because literally with the money you're paying, you get to break down whether you want a boy or a girl and all the other twins and all that stuff.
What's sex? Now, but my question really is at that point. Are you like, nope, this ain't my baby. I don't want this baby. I mean, your wife had that baby.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That baby was in her body.
Not only that is, but then you have to ask the question, did they get it all wrong? And is it completely wrong?
Right.
Or is it just, is that the mother's egg was right and the sperm was wrong? Or where was the
mix up?
Slip up.
Yeah. See, that's the dilemma is now you're like, damn, you got this baby and you're kind of like, it's not like a pair of jeans where you're like, I don't want it. I'm just going to take it back.
Right.
You don't do that.
No, you sure don't. Wow. So
that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, I hope your baby's
an FBF Friday.
I hope your baby's half white.
We got to go. 2 hours in the books, 1 hour still to go to the show, 60 minutes on the clock. Can't wait for what's next. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.